It is your and my responsibility to regard each other in this family. Amen?
Amen.
So he says, no, first of all, this heavenly walk in the hellish world, we must understand that we must regard the family of El Olam. In other words, we gotta look within first. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, yeah. We have to look within first. Yeah. And we have to help our family first. Amen. And then he says, and not only that, it doesn't matter how high they are, because no matter how high you are or how low you may be, you still have to deal with issues. There's division that was going on in the church. Care what nobody say.
Amen.
Deacon Hall,
yes, sir.
I love to be in fellowship,
yes, sir.
With the family.
Amen.
Not on the virtual, the FaceTime with them. I like to be in fellowship.
I hear you,
brother. Amen, amen, amen. And all people of God said together, amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
That was weak. Man, is y'all tired of something, man? I don't know, boy. I'm going to tell you one more time. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. Amen. Emphasizing all. Amen. Amen. We'll give also a couple minutes for our children to go ahead and go down for Children's Church if they want to go down. 3 years to three. Yeah, from three. Yeah, three from 3 years old to, I believe, 11, if I remember correctly. Amen. Yeah, y'all get on out of here. Go on. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God. We had a great time on yesterday. Amen. First Lady put together a great time of and her team, a great time on worship when it for the women's conference. What is it? I shall not be silent. I will not be silent. Amen. 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 We thank God for her and for all that she has done. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you on this day for being so wonderful and being such a great God. We know there is none like you. We pray now that, Father, we pray that you will gird us with your holy armor, cover us with your favor, with a protective shield, deliver us from the enemy's hand on this day. And as you do that, Father, I pray, dispatch your angels now to stand guard, stand and watch over us. Father, that they will guard and protect our hearts and our minds. Father, as we dig into your word and share your word and share the seed of life that will be planted, that he, the enemy, will not be able to steal that very seed which you're attempting to plant for our growth. We give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you praise. I pray now for just conviction, Father, of heart, as I preach, for conviction as the word is received. Then I also pray, Father, for clarity, Father, as the word goes forth as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen,
amen,
amen. 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 So I was thinking, it's dangerous when I started thinking. Sister Riley, it's dangerous when I start thinking. I get in trouble when I start thinking too much there. Brother Merle, I was thinking though, I think I'm going to continue in the book of Philippians. And I think I'm going to continue talking about a heavenly walk in a hellish world. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about that. So we're going to ask you to open your Bibles back to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter. We're going to actually begin with the second verse of the fourth chapter. I'm going to ask you to stand and honor the word of God as it is read into your hearing. Amen. Philippians 4, starting with verse 2. I'm going to read through verse 7, and you just read along with me silently. I implore Euodia, and I implore Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts. Will guard your hearts. And minds. Uh-huh. And minds.
Yes, God.
Through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
May the Lord bless the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. I'm telling you right off the bat that we're not going to get through everything today. But I wanted to continue this conversation because I want to keep y'all aware of all the chaos that's happening around you in this world, personally, professionally, you know, all the chaos politically, just chaotic, just chaotic. And if we're not careful, we'll let what we see give us the whole story.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Uh-huh.
If we're not careful, Deacon Hawk, we'll let what we see physically give us and tell us the whole story.
Well done.
And right now, I think that's what's happening is we're especially in, you know, in the family of God, in the church of God, we're letting what we see physically, amen, to determine, you know, our actions. We allow what we see physically as believers to determine our actions. Just like right now, we allow what we see.
Yeah.
Amen. As believers to determine our actions as opposed to going in prayer. We allow what we see as opposed to what God has told us to see.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit more about how to have a heavenly walk in a hellish world, because as believers, there is a walk that we must have. And I tried to share that with you on the last couple of weeks when we were talking about the ability, amen, to have a different walk, the ability to have a dynamic witness, the ability for us to be able to have a distinguishable work unto God himself, as well as unto others, but also the ability to be able to have and speak divine words of healing, divine words of rest, divine words as you receive the word from God, you then release it to those, because you do know that if you as a child of God, if you're not releasing the word of God, then when you go out in your workplace, and when you go in your workspace, and when you go in your play places and everywhere else in the grocery store, when you go in all those places, if you're not releasing the word of God in there, if the people of God are not releasing the word of God, guess what? They don't get the word of God. If you on your job, when you are going through some things in your life and you don't begin to speak into your life what God has spoken to you, and those who are around you see that you're going, as you're going through, and you're just like them, then you're not doing what you've been called to do. You're supposed to be able to speak into your life and speak into your existence the very life that God has spoken into you. So that others can see you, and then others can be drawn to him because of you. That's what we're talking about, having a heavenly walk in a hellish world. It's got to be a different walk. It's got to be a different walk. It's got to be a dynamic witness. It's got to be, amen, distinguishable. Your works have got to be distinguished from those who are with you who are not with God. And you've got to be able to release that divine word. Now, we talked about that the last couple of weeks. But this week, I want to go a step further in our conversation about this heavenly walk in this hellish world, because Paul here is dealing with some things in the book of Philippi. Right now, as he's addressing the Philippians, he's addressing the believers at Philippi. Now, I want y'all to see that. He's addressing the believers at Philippi because a whole lot of stuff is going on right now at the church of Philippi. One of the things that's going on at the church of Philippi right now is there is a lot of division. Oh, you thought there was only division in the church today? Why y'all think we got the letters for 1st and 2nd Corinthians, the letters for Philippians? Why do you think we got the letters for Colossians? Because Paul is addressing issues that was happening way back in 60-something A.D. Uh-huh. We're in 2024 A.D. and we still dealing with those same issues. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And so Paul here, he begins, you know, after he talked about the citizenship of heaven, because Paul is trying to get them to see and have this mindset. And so he says, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. It was some stuff that was going on here at the church of Philippi that Paul was addressing. Amen. Amen. He was addressing it. And you say, well, what was he addressing? I'm glad you asked that question. That's a good question. Y'all some very astute people. I like that. The one thing he was addressing as we address this heavenly walk in the hellish world is that, write it down. Y'all get ready to write this down. We must have regard for the family of, write this term down, El-Olam, El-E-L-O-L-A-M. That's another name for God, God of eternity. We'll get to that for a minute. And now, I need to understand, we're going to have some terms, some names of God in this conversation. You know why? Because I want to teach you to stop just calling him God. I want to be able to call him by his name. See, Proverbs, write this down, Proverbs 18 and 10 says this: the name of God is a strong tower, and the righteous run therein and are made safe. But if you don't know the name of God, see, the term God is a position, but the name of God is personal. You want to go from you want to get away from just a positional piece and walk in a personal God and walk with a personal God. Know that he is personal to you. And so we must understand that we must regard the family of El-Olam. Why am I saying El-Olam? Because he is the God of eternity. Where do you see that, Pastor? You're just making this stuff up. I'm getting ready to tell you right now. Watch this. I implore you there and implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. But then what he says here, he says, and I urge you, no true companion, help these women. But then he says, if you go down, he says, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. He is addressing the family of God. He is addressing the family right there at Philippi. He said, you must regard the family of El-Olam. You must regard the family of the God of eternity. When you get saved, you are now in the family of the God of eternity. When you get saved, if you don't get saved, you're not in the family. As a matter of fact, you can come here all day, every day, and come to church all day, every day. And if you don't get saved, y'all, you're not in the family. And you have to understand, when you're in the family, all kind of discussions will be had in the family. Good discussions, bad discussions. You know, great discussions, dull discussions. We had some discussions yesterday. We were all hanging out in our house in the family, and we had some crazy discussions. Why? Because we all related. We all know each other. We all had some of the same stories. We were all able to, you know, we were all able to, like, what's the word? We would compliment each story, because if a story was being told, at least three or four people was in that story that was in that room. Amen. But because we were all of the same family, we were able to regard each other. We were able to begin to speak. We were able to begin to talk with each other. So what's happening here is Paul says, I need you to see something here, because what is happening is Sister Eudia and Syntyche, they got an issue going on. They got an issue going on. And he says, because they got an issue going on, we have to deal with that issue. In other words, when I say we must regard the family of El Olam, in other words, we must begin to pay attention to, and we must be able to consider and be concerned for. That's what it means to regard. Can I say that one more time? We must pay attention to. We must consider. You know, in other words, we must be able to make sure that we understand what's happening in the family. That's what it means to regard. It means to put your mind on it. Put your mind on it. El Olam, the God of eternity, because God, when you get saved, you are now walking in the presence of the eternal God. If you don't get saved, you're not gonna walk in His presence. Oh, that wasn't a feel good type point right there. But see, I need y'all to understand, you know, and that's why I'm using these terms for God, because I want you to get past God as being God. It's my responsibility to be able to educate you past, you know, the point of parochialism. In other words, I need you to begin to elevate, and I need you to begin to really grow in your word and know that when you pray, it's just not to God. I mean, you don't want anybody, you know, who know your name call you dude, would you? I mean, what's up, dude? You know, dude right there. Hey, dude. Hey, you. Yeah, you. You is a personal pronoun, right? Yeah. Brother Merle, if I were to come up to you and I say, what's up, man? I mean, and we know it, you know, but if I keep calling you man, if I keep calling you dude, I mean, and you'd be like, well, Pastor, you do know my name, don't you? Yeah. Why? Because a name becomes personal. Y'all, we've got to become personal with God. The only way you're going to make it in this hellish world is we really begin to understand who He is and who we are in Him. We must regard. So he says here, he says, I implore Eudia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Now that word implore is used twice, but that word implore, it actually means, it's from where we get the word, actually it's the word parakletos, which we get the word, you know, helper from. And so he says, I want y'all to come together. You dear, I want y'all to come together, and he's emphasizing, yeah, y'all need to come together, right, and you need to be of the same mind in the Lord, yeah, in the house of the Lord. Yeah. He says you can't be of different minds, yeah, in the house of the Lord. If you think something's going to happen, if you think that God's power is going to be manifest, it won't be manifest in division, but it will be manifest in unity. Yeah. You got to be of the same mind. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm glad you asked that question too, because earlier he tells them again in chapter 2. He says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Listen to this, y'all. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. Listen to this. Let each esteem others better than himself. Paul is saying you got to be of one mind. You've got to regard the family of El Olam. You've got to regard the family of the God of eternity. You've got to know that they put your mind on them, give attention to it, because God is saying, I'm trying to get you somewhere. Yeah. But then he goes and says, and I urge you also, he ain't done yet, true companion. Now he says true companion, he's just talking to just the church member alone and just in general. In other words, whoever listens to you, I urge you, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel. So he's stopping and he says, I need you to understand, they labored with me in the gospel.
Yeah.
I need y'all to help them.
Yeah.
You missed that. He says, see, without family, if you try and do this thing by yourself, uh-huh. you're not going to make it.
All right.
See, because there's accountability when there's more than one.
Uh-huh.
There's also encouragement when there's more than one.
Yeah.
There is help and support when there's more than one. You can't do this by yourself. So he says, I urge y'all, true companions, help these women who labored with me in the gospel.
Uh-huh.
In other words, what he's saying is that, guess what? Sister Lucy, he's saying that, guess what? You can preach the gospel, labor in the gospel, and you still got issues going on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, y'all missed that. I said that too fast, huh? Let me slow it down. In other words, he says that you can preach the gospel, you can teach the gospel, you can minister, uh-huh. you can serve, and still have some issues going on.
Yeah.
He said, with Clement also, and listen to this, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of, man, this is deep. This is deep. Don't ever let somebody tell you once you get saved that everything is all right. Paul is telling you, these are women who've been laboring with me. These are women who have been helping. These are women who've been building a church, who've been doing ministry, who've been possibly preaching and teaching. These are women that are literally active in the church.
Yeah.
And they're still having some issues. But when we regard the family, amen, of El Olam, of the God of eternity, what happens is, and I'm going to get into my next point here, you're going to see that because of that regard, we realize we regard them because we're looking beyond them. He says, whose names are in the book of life. He says, you help them. You support them.
Yeah.
You encourage them. Uh-huh. You hold them accountable because their names are in the book of life.
Yeah.
It is your and my responsibility to regard each other in this family.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
So he says, no, first of all, this heavenly walk in the hellish world, we must understand that we must regard the family of El Olam. In other words, we gotta look within first. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah. We have to look within first. Yeah. And we have to help our family first.
Yeah.
Amen. And then he says, and not only that, it doesn't matter how high they are, because no matter how high you are or how low you may be, you still have to deal with issues. There's division that was going on
yeah.
in the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But not only that, I'm looking at this and then he says this, he says, look at verse 4, y'all. Look at verse 4. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice, exclamation point. Okay? This heavenly walk in the hellish world, we must have regard. We must regard the family of El Olam. We must also have the right focus. Listen to this now. The right focus on Ella Eloah. E-L-A-H. E-L-O-A-H. Ella Eloah. E-L-A-H. E-L-O-A-H. Y'all got that? Here's what he says. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. We must have the right focus on Ella Eloah. Now, who is Ella Eloah? Write this down. Write this down. The term Ella Eloah. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
It is a term. It's called, it's the most worshipful and adorable, true and living God. I'm going to say it one more again. And this is important. It's the most worshipful and adorable Ella true and living God. Okay. I'm sorry. Eloah is that one. And so one more time, just so y'all got it down. The most worshipful and adorable, true and living God. Now, why did I do that like that? Because he says, rejoice in the Lord. Always. So that means that my focus, Deacon Hawk, can't be on me. The right focus on Ella Elor, that you got to have a right focus in order to rejoice, especially when ain't nothing going your way right now.
Yes.
See, now this is what Paul is saying. Remember, Paul is saying rejoice, and Paul is actually, you know, on house arrest. Uh-huh. Paul is saying rejoice, knowing what's going on in the church. You got to see the instruction here. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. He didn't say whenever you feel like it. He didn't say whenever the Lord gave you something. He didn't say whenever the Lord gave you that raise or gave you that promotion or gave you that man or woman that you wanted. He didn't say that. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. See, that's how we must walk. Because we can't walk, because if we're focused on anything else other than Ella Eloah, the most worshipful, adorable, true, and living God, now I'll put another, and faithful God, then our focus is all messed up.
Amen.
Y'all, this is not some fairy tale focus either. This is not some, it sounds good. This is what we must do. Whenever our focus is off of him, the most worshipful and adorable one, because that's who he is.
Yes.
True, living, and faithful, that's who he is. We rejoice because of who he is.
Yes.
And because who he is him pouring back into us. And so he pours himself back into us. So when we go through some stuff, when life is challenging, when all hell is breaking loose, when it is chaotic in your life, we know that at the end of the day, we know where your focus is. If you are able to still rejoice in spite of, this stuff is real, because your focus must be real. Write that down. The right focus must be real. In other words, Sister Lucy, I can't deny the hurt that is before me.
Okay.
I can't deny the stuff that's happening to me. I can't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll be living in fantasy land.
Okay.
I can't deny that somebody's done me wrong.
Yeah.
I can't deny that if it's happened. I can't deny the fact that, that stuff is happening to me, and it is. I can't deny that. In other words, your focus, in order to be the right focus, it's got to be real. In other words, what you see is what you see. But as Dr. Evans always says, but if what you see is all you see, then you haven't seen all there is to be seen. But you see it.
Yes.
I get it. You see the hurt. You see the pain. You see the discouragement. You see all of that stuff going on. You see the chaos.
Yes.
You see all of that.
Yes.
But that shouldn't stop you from what you see.
Yes.
So if your focus is on Ella Eloah, you're going to see who he is. But not only having the right focus, it must be real, it must be relevant. What I mean by that, must be relevant. In other words, whatever you're going through, when you see who God is, you're able to, remember we're talking about the names of God, you're able to bring that name with you and make that name relevant to what you see. So if you have an issue with provisions, you bring the name Jehovah Jireh. Make it relevant, because he's your provider. If you need healing in your life, you bring Jehovah along with Rapha, the Lord who heals you, because you're making relevant now what you see. See, you see what's in what your sight is, but what your vision and what your spiritual sight sees is that I also see this God here who is adorable, who loves, but he's also not just El Elohim, but he's also when you are burdened down, he becomes simply just Yahweh, the Lord who is with you at all times, and who knows all about you. He becomes Elohim Emmanuel, the Lord who now has tabernacled with you, who dwells with you, who deliberately came and decided to walk with you every step of the way. Yeah. Now you make that focus relevant.
Yeah.
Am I losing you?
No.
So when you know the name of God, you can now, your focus can now not only be real, but it can be relevant. You can take what you see and match that name up. Amen. He's my refuge. When you're tired, he's my rock.
Yes.
He's my resting place.
Yes.
He's my help.
Yes.
Your focus becomes relevant when you know it's real. So don't ignore it.
Yes.
Don't ignore it. And then also, your focus, you know, for it to be a right focus on El Elohim, it also has to be what I call reverent. Okay, let me explain. It's got to be reverent. Well, in other words, you have to revere. You have to revere what you see. You take that. In other words, when you revere, you actually elevate. To revere means you elevate it to a higher position. Don't miss this. So when your right focus is on El Elohim, when your right focus is on him, what you do is you elevate him over what you're going through.
Yeah.
And when you elevate him, he then elevates you.
Uh-huh.
Don't miss this.
Yeah.
So what happens is, in order for you to have the right focus, it's got to be real, it's got to be relevant, but it's also got to be reverent. It's got to be in a place where you literally lift him above all that you're going through, because the more, as the word says, when you lift him, then he then lifts you. He says God sits on and he inhabits the praise of all men. So when you praise God, the more the praise of God goes up, the more you lift him. And when you lift him, then he lifts you as you are lifting him in praise. And eventually what you saw at ground level, you are now at a 30,000 foot level with him with you. And now you have now revered, you've lifted his name. You may still be going through, but because of who he is, he's getting you through it. Let your walk be real with him. This has got to be more than an exercise in just reading and theology.
That's right.
Y'all, this has got to be a part of who you are.
Yeah.
We are walking in a hellish world.
Man.
All hell is literally breaking loose around you. And the sad part about it is some folk think Trump can save them. Some folk think Biden can save them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, can't neither one of them jokers save you.
Yeah.
They ain't got nothing for you if you're a child of God. And the minute you have the right focus, then you can have this heavenly walk.
Yeah.
We're going to stop right there. I got three more points.
All right.
Amen. All I'm trying to do is help you.
All
I'm trying to do is help you.
Right.
Because what we're going through right now, the Lord is trying. I always tell people, when the Lord starts knocking you around, when you start getting knocked around and stuff is happening, all the Lord is saying is, okay, you know, you ready to walk with me yet? Because I got you. I may not take you out of it, but I'll walk with you through it.
Yeah.
I'll get you through it, and I'll strengthen you as you go through it.
Yes.
So when you come on the other side of it, you'll be able to give me praise and glory.
Yeah.
Because you can recognize me now.
Yes, sir.
And see, some of us, we've got to go through a whole bunch of stuff so that he can purify the walk. And so he can then also allow the dross of all the stuff to melt away and understand that it's him that's getting us through.
Amen.
and not us. We're going to continue this conversation on next week about a heavenly walk in the hellish world. I got three more points to share with you. But once again, my objective for you is to know and begin to learn to understand the names of God.
Amen.
God has a name for every situation you go through.
Yes.
Believe him. He's not just God. Amen. Father, we thank you on this day for being